Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Hi.
Yes, hi, I was just reaching out to let you know that we did receive an authorization for you to begin working. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so
Yeah, but go ahead.
I just wanted to set up a schedule with you if you have a minute.
Okay.
All right,
Do it
so
have to be a standard schedule? Because my schedule is a little flexible. Like tomorrow I have to take my mother-in-law for her doctor's appointment. And that's going to be an all-day thing because she's having a stress test done and also echocardiogram.
I
So
see. Okay, so we just
I
need
don't
to
see.
set up a weekly schedule in the calendar. We can change it around according to your availability, but we just need to set something up here.
Okay.
It's 56 hours. So how many hours will you be covering weekly?
Probably about 16, because Tarita be
Okay.
doing the rest of them.
Okay, so about 16. So for this week, we can do it. You said that tomorrow you'll be mostly available.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what time you'd be available from starting?
Let me get my calendar because I think I'm gonna be at her house about 9 o'clock to pick her up.
Okay. You want to do all 16 hours that day, or you want to split it up with another day this week?
Let me see here. If I had something else. You could let's see. From 8 to 5:30 tomorrow, I guess, or 8 to 6, I would say,
Eight
tomorrow.
to six. Okay. Right, that's 10 hours over there. Do you know yet where you can stick an additional 6 hours in for this week?
You could put Friday down, but I know she usually go with Tarita. So, I mean, that's kind of, it's gonna be kind of iffy because I won't know until tomorrow what I need
Okay.
to do.
All right, that's fine. So for so far, I'm just gonna put tomorrow. Now I just need to stick in days that you'd work and times into your calendar. You can switch it around week by week according to your schedule, but it just needs to be in place for the insurance so we have record.
Okay.
So just tell me
But you
what
could
days
put.
you think you'd be available on a weekly basis.
Okay, well, Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. You want to split them even, 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
Okay, and starting what time?
8.
Okay, so we'll do 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday. Okay, great. All right, so let me just explain to you the process of how things work a little bit over here. So you get paid every Friday for the previous week that you work. Now, did you fill out your direct deposit form?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yep, I see it's in here. Now you'll be getting paid $16 an hour after working here for 2 months. I'm pretty sure it is. You get a sign-up bonus for completing the documents. That'd be $200. All right. Now, let me check over here. Now you'll be getting two emails, okay? The first email will be our company timesheet in case there is ever an issue with the clocking in or out. And the second email will be instructions on how to get to a website called ExcelForce. That website holds your pay stubs every week and your W-2s at the end of the year.
Well, I'm in ExcelForce. I'm in there already.
Oh, okay, good. You're already in there. Great. All right. So now you'll also be getting a call from Valeria. She is your coordinator, and she'll be discussing the clocking in and out with you. And she'll be taking over once you hear from her. She'll be your only source of contact. All right?
Okay. So, does she show me how to get into HCM to go?
Yeah, so she'll walk you through two things. That, and she can walk you through the HHA exchange, which is where you can clock in and out from.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay, great. So I'm going to give Tarita a call now to let her know all this. And you can let your patient know that we are ready to begin today. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.